There is an odd, somewhat surprising gap between the Californians who are most concerned about climate change, pollution, and smog, and those who are buying low-emission vehicles. A report released today by the Greenlining Institute, a multi-ethnic public policy and advocacy group, questions whether the emerging next generation of electric cars will do much to help the communities most in need of cleaner air.
If those vehicles can be driven in these communities, we can see a lot of environmental and public health improvement. Electric vehicles also can have great job creation potential, whether it's upgrading the grid to ensure that it's ready for vehicles to be plugged in, or installing public charging infrastructure and customer repair services.
CC Song is the author of the new report titled Electric Cars, Who's Left Stranded? In it, she notes that numerous polls and surveys, including one by the LA Times and USC last fall, found that people of color in California are more concerned about air pollution than whites.
Latinos and Asians are way more concerned about air pollution and global warming, climate change than our white counterpart. It's really clear that our communities are concerned with the day-to-day pollution problems more, and so that survey's result is not at all surprising.
The basic reason for that, Song adds, is equally unsurprising. These are populations that live and work closer to those environmental problems and their effects.
Many of our communities live near highly polluted sources, a power plant or manufacturing plant. We live near highways and breathe in more of the smog. That's the main reason why these communities are more concerned about the environment, air pollution, climate change.
70% of hybrid owners in California are white, Song notes. If that pattern persists as electric cars gain market share, then many of the areas that could benefit most from non-polluting cars won't see them on their local streets. She's hoping some targeted outreach and marketing could change that.
If we are serious about electric vehicle deployment, you have to reach out to California's new majority. Latino, Asian, and Black populations together are approaching 60%, and missing out on this segment would be a great loss to auto companies and policymakers who truly care about air quality.
Beyond marketing, Song suggests some creative public policy initiatives might also help build interest and demand for electric cars among drivers who now don't even consider them.
Low-income households cannot afford electric vehicles right now, but are also really struggling to pay for the gas to power up their current vehicles. Maybe we need to create more targeted car sharing programs to let these low-income families be able to drive in the car, experience it, and know that it can be viable for them.
That's only one possible program, Song says. The more critical concern is that efforts are made to help non-polluting cars get to the people who will directly benefit from their deployment.
We will only be concerned if the necessary conversations about mass-scale market deployment doesn't happen and our communities are not being considered as viable customers for these vehicles.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.